The British Computer Society's IT Industry Awards are an important event in the IT calendar. They mark the key contribution made by the IT profession to economic prosperity, to business efficiency, and to the public services. This cross-industry event recognizes excellence, professionalism, innovation, and the outstanding achievements to which individuals and groups contribute. The awards, which are evolving all the time, are this year made up of over 20 categories for recognizing individual, organizational, and project excellence. I went to the BCS offices in London to speak to two of the awards moderators to find out more about the selection process and what's new in this year's awards. Keith Taylor, fellow of the BCS, is the moderator for the Project Excellence section. I asked him what judges were looking for in this section.
Well, what we're looking at is the project itself, not the team that developed the project and not the individuals in the project. We're looking at how good the project is, how successful it is. And we have three main criteria that we're looking for. One of them is creativity, how original and innovative the project is. The second one is to do with the benefits to the users. And the third one is to do with the professionalism and the general perception of the project from the public at large. So in creativity, we're particularly interested in innovation for certain categories of award. For example, the BT Innovation Award is particularly concerned with project excellence. And we've got a new category this year called the Research and Development category, which is also very interested in the innovation and creativity of those awards. So that's the creativity side. On the benefits to users, then obviously the Green Award, the one to do with the benefit to the environment, is of interest to everyone on the planet, whereas a lot of them are just of interest to certain users, people who are either business users who are using it internally or the public who are using a website, something like that.
Is there anything you can tell me more about the new category? Why was it introduced, and what are you hoping to promote by introducing that?
Well, the new category is research and development category. We introduced that because a lot of the projects had not really got off the ground sufficiently to get into, for example, the BT Flagship Award, but they were very promising and we didn't want to snub them before they got going. So we got this new research and development category to allow them to show how much promise they had, what good ideas they had, without necessarily having to have some hard revenue coming in from the project itself, which is normally a requirement for a project that it's at least got something to show that it's worth some money to somebody.
What sort of interest has the new category attracted?
It's going quite well. It's not the top one by any means, but I think it is one that is going to build up. It's the first time we've introduced it, obviously, so a lot of people weren't expecting it. I think once the universities get hold of it, we're hoping for a lot of entries from the academics, because obviously a PhD project could go in for it, and that could be very useful, whereas in the past PhD projects have not been able to show any commercial advantage, but now hopefully we'll be able to get them in the R&D category.
David Tidy, Head of Information Systems at the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea, is the moderator for the Organisational Excellence section. I asked him to tell us more about this section.
It's about IT within organisations and how the IT section or department or even an outsourcer contributes to the organisation and its success. So what we're looking for really are sort of really concrete examples of how IT has improved the organisation, either through profitability or in the public sector, it might be customer service or reduced costs. So we're looking for sort of hard evidence, specific projects. We've also got a category such as the IT Consultancy of the Year, and there we're looking to see how IT consultancies have actually helped specific organisations and companies. So we're not just looking for someone to say, we're a good IT shop and we do things well. We want some specific examples of particularly how they're helping businesses and their own organisation improve.
I should imagine each of these projects are quite different. So how do you measure one project success against another project success if you're using different metrics? And maybe you can talk about the kinds of metrics you're looking at.
The metrics have got to be relevant to the project. So some are specifically around cost saving, some are around customer service, and we will be looking for metrics that back up what the project initially set out to do, or the organisation set out to do. The organisations do well are often those that are going through some form of change, although it doesn't necessarily have to be that. But it does help if they can demonstrate what they plan to do, how they delivered it, and what the successes were.
Do you also look at innovation in this category? Is that important?
We do. What we say to the judges is to look for the wow factor. What sets this organisation apart from others? And that's something that it's very difficult to sort of say it could be this or this. It will come out from the application. Something that really catches the eye, something that's been different, something that's been very innovative as well. So it's the wow factor that we look for as well. It's worth saying there's another category, which is women in IT, and that is how organisations help and support women in the IT function in particular. So it's slightly different from the others, but you know, we've had some fantastic winners in the past who really take the underrepresentation of women in IT very seriously and try to do something positive about it.
What sorts of projects are you seeing?
An example of a winner last year was a consultancy that was helping the Greater London Authority put in the low emission zone. So there was a huge amount of work that the consultancy had done, but it was very much in partnership with the Greater London Authority. A big, massive, multi-million pound project. But you could see how the consultancy really added value to in that case, the public good and air quality and good for London generally.
Now, considering this is an organisational excellence section, I assume that you also look at the relationships in the organisation, how people work together, collaboration, is that also?
We do, because traditionally IT people tend not to talk to the business people very well, and successful organisations must break down that divide. There must be very good communications between IT and the business people, and often we see multidisciplinary teams from across the organisation, including IT, possibly including outsourced partners and third parties, and it's how they all work together. The governance arrangements are often very interesting, and how they represent them to us is very important.
And of all these factors that we've been talking about, what is the most important for you? What's the heaviest weighting?
The heaviest weighting is on organisational benefits. And we do like to see sort of hard and fast metrics, good examples of how the organisation has improved because of the good use of IT.
Is there anything new this year?
There is. There's a new Green Organisation of the Year award. We're getting nominations through for that. We'd like some more. It builds on some work that was done last year on a Green IT project. And what we're looking for specifically is the organisation as a whole taking the green issue seriously, and how are they using IT to really tackle that issue. Maybe we can hand over to Keith about some of the projects that they had last year in the green IT category, which are very interesting.
Yes, well, just to reiterate the difference between David's section, which is looking for a particular organisation that's gone green, and the section of the projects, which is to look for a technology that enables organisations to go green. Last year we had an excellent project from BT, which enabled a complete data centre to reduce its power consumption by a large amount. It used things like DC power supplies and centralised servers in order to cut down on the amount of electricity used by a data centre, and that technology is available now and to other organisations. So we're looking forward to a lot more green entries this year. I'm hoping to see even more than we've had already, to emphasise the benefits of cutting down your power consumption, not just in terms of the amount of power that your CPU is using, but we've also got other projects coming in to do with cutting down fuel consumption, for example, by optimising the routes of vehicles, cars, car sharing, things like that. So there's lots of ways that IT can help cut down the carbon footprint, and we're looking for all those coming in projects. One of the criteria of the awards is the reputation of these projects to the public, and Obviously, if there's a project which cuts down the carbon footprint or the use of fuel, then I think that will improve the reputation of the IT industry. We're always looking for things which make people think that IT is something that's actually doing good, as opposed to something that's just a nuisance and something to be avoided. And hopefully these green projects are something like that.
Is there anything that comes out of the BCS Awards that enables this knowledge to be shared?
There is, yes. I mean, the winners are all written up in Computer Weekly, so the basics of the projects is sort of public available in the magazines. But something that came out of last year's, and I hope we'll repeat it this year, is something that's called the Success Booklet. And it came out because the judges saw so many good public sector projects that they thought they should be shared. So they've all written up into a booklet that's available online, and that's available for any other public body to look at. And public sector is very good at taking site visits and sharing knowledge anyway, but it was a really nice way of celebrating what's going on really well in the public sector.
So we've talked about project excellence and we've talked about organisational excellence, but there's also a third section, that's individual excellence. Could you give me an overview of that section and what you're looking for there?
Okay, yes, I can. We obviously, individual excellence is much more about focus, very much on the individual. So it's almost like job interviews when you see these people. We look very carefully at the skills framework for the information age, the SAFIRE framework, and look at the people's skills and match them against the appropriate framework. And then it's about what they've achieved in their particular skill. So for example, it could be systems development, it could be IT leader, it could be consultant of the year. And then you're looking at what they've actually achieved over that year, their references from other people who have worked with them, etc.
Yes, I think that the main consideration is whether they meet the SAFIRE criteria and also how quickly they've gone up through the ladder, if they've achieved project manager status in a few years or something like that, then that's obviously to their credit and how well they've done their job. Even if it's not a particularly high level job, how successful they are in doing it. If it's a job which doesn't require a huge SAFIRE level, say it's only a level 5 job, we still look for how quickly they've achieved that and whether they're doing the job to the best of their ability and better than the average person.
What do you see the role of the awards in general being within the industry?
I believe it demonstrates that there's some really good stuff going on in IT. IT really contributes to UK PLC, if you like, and to individuals' lives. And it positions the BCS as the professional body for IT, really putting a rubber stamp on some of these organisations and projects and individuals to say, you are the best of the best.
Have you got any updates of previous winners who have gone on to do other things?
Well, as a matter of fact, only a few weeks ago we had a press release come in from the RNLI, who are working with another company called Active Web Solutions, to say that one of the 2006 winners had actually saved the lives of three fishermen who were swept overboard off the Channel Islands a few weeks ago. And the project, which was called Man Overboard, had located their position and the lifeboat was able to locate them within only 25 minutes. So whereas it could have been a very nasty incident, they were saved and taken to hospital and were perfectly well. So that's a really good example, I think, of how the technology from one of the previous year's winners has already saved some lives.
What would you say are the main reasons that an individual or an organisation should enter the awards?
I think it's publicity for them. I mean, if they win, it's certainly a good thing to put on their project CV, as it were. It's a good discipline for them because it makes them think about whether they're doing the job professionally and you know how well they've met the various criteria that we have. And of course, from our point of view, we like to see what's going on. We like to see what's new in the industry, and we like to see just how well the industry is doing, because it is doing well. And without some of these awards, we might think that you know it's as bad as some people paint it is, but it certainly isn't. It's an excellent set of projects that we get every year.
I think it's a good internal motivator as well within organisations to say that this project or at this organisation has won this award. It certainly goes down very well in many organisations.
Is there any part of the industry from the entrants that you've received so far that seems to be particularly vigorous at the moment?
In my area, which is organisations, it's very much government sector. The government sector seems to be doing an awful lot of stuff at the moment, and we've got a lot of entries already.
Yes, and we've had a lot of social contribution projects as well, which typically is the government sector as well. So, yes, that seems to be a big entry this year. But we've still got a lot of web and mobile entries, which of course we have every year, and that's going to continue, I'm sure. People are using the web for just about everything these days. One of the projects last year was on MOT computerisation from the Vehicle and Off-Road Services Agency. And that now means that all the MOT results are online, which is a necessary part of when you apply for your car tax, so that you can get your car tax online, which saves you going to the post office for it.
The BCS IT Industry Awards Presentation Ceremony 2008 will take place at the Grosvenor House Hotel in London on the 4th of December. With the closing date for entries set for August the 1st, there's not much time left for those wanting to enter, if you haven't missed it already.